This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bork, 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 bork. Bork, bork. Bork, bork, bork.
Blue Christmas. Name that tune.
Bork, 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 bork. Bork, bork. Bork, bork, bork.
We're playing Guess That Bork. All right, your turn, Mike. You ready?
Okay.
Guess That Bork.
Bork, 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 bork. Bork, 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 bork.
That is Elmo and Patsy Bork.
Right.
Bork, 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 bork.
Bork, 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 bork. Bork, 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 bork.
That's all we got.
Oh, sorry.
And one for you, Buzz.
All right.
Name and claim it.
Bork, 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 bork. Bork, 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 bork.
Come on, Buzz. What is it?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Very good.
Bork, 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 bork.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike Douglas says it best.
You gonna play it all the way up to the good part?
You know, Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
A dolly. Cries
Katie.
And blinks its eyes.
Katie got a dolly.
Mike Douglas.
Jimmy got an automatic plane that really flies.
I wasn't going to say automatic weapon. Jimmy got an automatic weapon.
Christmas.
AK-47.
All night long. Sitting in the kitchen making us a present. It was this song.
Mike Douglas and the Vietnamese Singers.
Church bells ring-a-ling, angels sing-a-ling. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Those background singers really sound like, do we still have that? Didn't we have that, like, that Vietnamese?
Oh, the hop sing Christmas thing?
No, what was that? We had like, bang, like generic Vietnamese, like you would see in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, it's a group of children, it sounds like,
or
singing.
Platoon, yeah.
It's filed under.
What?
No.
What is that? I just see the front cover. Is that who I think it is? Is that the lovely lady?
Of course it is. The one, the only. Wing.
Wing.
Are you ready for the Christmas big
one? You better watch out. You better not fly. You better not cower. I'm telling you.
That's
what.
My favorite.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
There it is.
That's it.
Thank you, Rob. Now, let me put that with the Mike Douglas.
Are you going to put it with Mike Douglas and Wing?
Well, hold on. Let me just. I think
time.
It sounds good with Mike Douglas.
Okay. That's Wing again.
Oh, you popped out Mike Douglas.
I popped out Mike Douglas.
Oh, he popped a zit.
Can I take out two?
Yeah.
All right.
No. Take out number one.
You're going to mix the small Asian children with Mike Douglas.
Because that's what the beginning sounds like to me, to my ears, when the kids sing, Happy
Birthday, Jesus. Do, 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 do.
Number 11.
This is going to be funny. I know it is already.
Got a dolly, cries and blinks its eyes. Jimmy got an automatic plane that really flies. Mama stayed up all night long.
Everybody's singing.
Sitting in the kitchen, making us a present. It was this song.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
It all works really well together.
This will actually also serve as a good music venue.
You think so? Let's see. Oh, Ah, very festive, Rob. Indeed.
I like this. It's like New Year. There should be a dragon running around outside.
Here we go. Cats, kittens, welcome to the Don and Mike Show. We have $1,000. The name of the game is the Christmas Big Lie.
Yeah, good luck.
You've lied to somebody before about Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, rat you out. It'll be $1,000 if it's a good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Who's this?
Great. Well, what's your name, please?
Brian.
Brian, what's the big Christmas lie? What's something you've kept from somebody about Christmas?
Well, really, it's to my mom the most. Basically, between the ages of 11 and 17 or 18, I opened every single Christmas package under the tree.
Get out of here. That is so absolutely paper thin. If you think that
I'll still keep him on my census, though.
If that's the worst thing that you've said that you think you've done.
Not thick enough.
Between 11 and 18. Wow.
18 years old.
Sing it, kids.
When I was small, I opened every present.
You better not shout. You better not cry. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
To town.
He's been
Oh, the humanity of this show.
Hello there. Humanity.
Hi, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, what's your name, please?
Houston.
Hi there, Houston. I hope we don't have a problem. I bet you don't hear that too much. My apologies.
Houston.
Houston, what's the big lie you've told someone about Christmas?
Well, last year we went to a, it's like a lingerie Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend and I, and the host of the party lived there with her husband, and drinks led to this and that, and I ended up sleeping with it.
Sleeping with it. Now, describe it, because I think we said we're not really keen on infidelities. Exactly who was it?
The owner of the house.
The lady?
The person that was throwing the party.
So you cheated, cheated on your wife with the owner of the house?
Correct.
Liar!
Yeah, and besides infidelities, you know, unless there's comedic value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I'm surprised that didn't start with, I can't believe I'm telling you this.
To Houston.
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 Never trust a guy named Houston.
Right.
Right, kids. The Dynamite Children's Choir.
I bet his sister Tulsa was pretty mad about that.
Oh, pipe down now, kids. You don't get your juice boxes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Yes, are you having trouble hearing us?
This is Rel.
What is it?
My name is Rel, R-E-L-L, Rel.
Rel, okay. Rel, have you lied to someone about Christmas?
Yes, I have. Back in 2001, I had this boyfriend, and we'd been living together for a while. And I was pretty sure he was going to propose to me. About a week before Christmas, I secretly got my own place. Come Christmas Day, he asked me to marry him, and I said no, or I said yes, with absolutely no intentions on doing so in the day after I left.
So what's the lie if you left the guy he already knows?
He didn't. He thought that I was going to do it. He thought I got cold feet and backed out and actually had intentions.
It doesn't work. He knows. It doesn't work, Rel.
He knows now.
Not thick enough.
You've already come clean on the lie because you said yes, and then you had no intention of it, and you told him no. Mm-hmm. So he knows that it was no. But let's bring the five-year-old Chinese girls in.
These are all the kids that Mike and I have adopted.
That's right.
Through our generous scrotum program. As you know, you see the big Don and Mike scrotum in front of various Kohl's stores.
And you can get one this Christmas that lights up.
It's the Don and Mike Boundfoot Choir.
Delightful.
I love that song.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Come on, this is the Christmas Big Lie for $1,000. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. How are you, honey?
I'm doing groovy.
What is...
I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
I really have to. I feel it's important. They're thick today.
They are.
The salmon are going upstream today.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, Melanie.
Mel, what is... Your Christmas lie.
This Sunday, I took my son out for dinner, and I told him that we were poor, and he's wanting a game console, and I said that that's not going to happen, that he'll probably get a pair of socks and a little toy car, like a Matchbox car.
Yes.
But I did get him the system.
Well, see, that's a sweet lie. That's a nice mommy thing to do. He's going to have a wonderful Christmas. How can we possibly give you $1,000?
Yeah, but I made
bitch!
Him cry.
Well, you made him cry.
Good for you.
Well, good. I'm sure you can do that every day. But now,
remind him. Remind him about that he's not getting that system, and then Christmas will be even better.
Don't you know that's how, listen, that doesn't count. That's how parents play it.
Right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's your whole job to say to the kid, right. Hey, you can think you're getting anything, except you're not getting this game console. Right.
Okay.
And besides, to win, we'd have to call your son and tell him what he's getting for Christmas. And
that wouldn't be cool.
No.
That wouldn't be cool.
Sorry, Melanie.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Say hi to Rel Houston and Brian.
Merry Christmas, Tramp. Of children.
And didn't everybody, I mean, if you had good parents, you had a moment like that?
Yeah. Sure.
Where they said you weren't getting something and you got something you didn't expect? Like Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
In my household, it has to do with telling them that if they're not good, they're not going to get anything at all. Mm-hmm.
Can I just take a moment to ask? Buzz, when you were out today,
yes?
Did you happen to stop by a Starbucks maybe or a 7-Eleven and buy a beverage of any kind when you were out doing your speech today?
No, I did not.
Did you stop today and buy a beverage anywhere?
Not a beverage, no.
Will someone play along? Mike, did you stop today?
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
Fifth of vodka. I'm sorry. No, I bought a latte. I bought a latte mocha.
Thank you, Mike. Do you know that for the cost of that latte? That's all I'm doing. Everybody's looking at me like it's an inquisition. Tell us.
Nobody wanted to answer.
Yeah, what do you know?
What did you have to drink today?
Future reference, go to me first.
Okay.
All right.
Many of the kids know how to make a delicious mocha, too.
For just $2.95 a day, you can get these orphans singing lessons.
How long has Kwong been living with you?
A very, very long time, just in the basement.
Ching is at my house.
I got four of them in my closet. The acrobats.
Oh, they're good.
I saw the acrobats at Disney World last year. Phenomenal.
They are.
Absolutely incredible, and I gave them all mocha lattes.
And all good at math.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Vodka.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name? Hi there.
My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt. You calling about the big lie, the big Christmas lie?
Yes, I am.
And who is it? What is the lie? Tell us, please.
Well, last year we took a trip to New York City with the family and put everybody to bed, and I went back out and went and watched a live sex show.
I believe him.
That's not bad.
I believe him, and it's funny.
That's not bad. We need a lot of details from you. For instance,
a lot.
Where were you staying in New York? Where was the sex show at? Please answer both questions.
Well, we were staying at the Best Western. It was down near Times Square, and the family and I, we were walking around earlier, and we were on that, you know, that bad block right, you know, across from Times Square, I guess.
This is last year?
Yeah. And so anyway, we were walking through there, and we saw a joke shop. And so we took the kids in there, and it was fine. And I was kind of curious, so I walked into, you know, I told my wife, I said, I'll be right back. And I walked in, and I saw the girls, they were kind of like waving me. And I was like, what? I said, no.
When you say live sex show.
Mm-hmm. You mean strippers?
You mean was it a peep show?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was more of a peep show. It was a girl that, you know, took you into a booth. You sat down, the window opened up, and she did her thing.
That's a peep show.
Okay.
Because the live sex show would have been years ago.
That's way back in the day.
Right.
Oh, okay. So, well, it was kind of sex, right? I mean,
you don't get out much, do you?
I mean, seriously, I've told the story before, but when I was 18, I got hired at 99X in New York, the biggest FM station in the world. Here in New York City at the point. They said in the world because they're, you know, New York, biggest in the world.
Right.
I'd never been to New York City in my life. The guy, Bill Garcia, the program director, flew me in for an interview. Said, you ever been to New York? Never. Took me downtown, and this was in 1977. Shady part of Times Square, man. It was bad then. We walked into a movie theater, and there were people up on stage screwing. And we sat there for about 10 minutes. My jaw was dropping, and we watched people screw it on stage, and he said, well, That's about all you need to know about New York City. Serious. That was his introduction. Uh-huh.
That's
to
back
New York.
Before they cleaned up Times Square.
Right.
Now,
I have no way to top that.
Now, wait a minute. You said last year. Do they even have? They still.
Yes. That was going to be the question.
Because I don't know whether they do. Do they still have?
Isn't that whole
peep shows? I thought that was completely wiped out.
Isn't that area been cleaned up now? Like with the TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And the Toys
Go down
R
there.
Us.
You got the ESPN zone down there. You got right. the WWE cafe. You get the Broadway tickets.
It's a block over.
I'm not going to dispute this until we get confirmation on it, because I mean, maybe they have those. I know they got tons of strip joints in New York City. Right.
Here's a question for you, friend. When you left, you just snuck out and they never knew that you were out?
No, I told her. I told my wife, because when we were walking down there, they looked like adult stores, like video stores.
Mm-hmm. So the place that you went into, did it have videos there also and like novelties?
That's exactly. That's what I thought it was. And when I walked in, I was kind of looking at the videotapes, and in the back, towards the back, was like a bunch of doors, mm-hmm. and there were girls standing on either end, and they were kind of like waving me over. And I said, oh, okay.
I'm inclined to believe this.
I believe them, too. Yeah. I just want to find out more about how it is that he slipped out of the room and went to see it.
Yeah, what did you tell your wife?
I told her I was going out for a beer and just checking things out, because they kind of, you know, her and the kids, they
oh, wait a minute. The kids were there, too, on the family trip?
Yes. It was the four of us.
Well, that's good. Y'all staying in one room, I hope, because that's the way families should travel, right, with little kids?
That's all we can afford.
Right, okay, that's what I mean. Cause that makes the story better. If daddy has to get up, if the kids are in one bed and mommy's in the other bed, and daddy says, I want to go out and have a bit of New York nightlife, and he really goes to a place where you watch a girl from behind a screen.
How long were you gone?
Probably like in half hour to an hour, because I went down there, and the funny thing is I was always curious. And so I went in there, and I said, well, what's the situation? And she said, well, you pay that guy over there a certain amount of money, and then you go into the other door, you sit down, I go into this door, and the window goes up, and you put your money in, and then, you know, then I do my little thing. And I said, that's fine.
Well, did you do it?
Yeah, I did it. I sat there, and I watched her, like, the 5 minutes went by, and I guess it was more out of curiosity, but I...
Sure. What did she do?
Pretty much, well, I mean, she... Pleasure herself. That's, I mean, as much I can say on the air. But
so, what did you say to your wife when you came back to the room?
I just went out for a beer.
You told her you went out for no, but you've already said that. What did you say to her?
Well, Mike is asking. So you get back. She
doesn't ask details or anything like that. So I mean, I just went out, and walked around, and, you know.
All right, you're not bad. We'll
did
hold
you do
on
it
you.
More than once?
Did I do it more than once?
Uh huh.
No, we were only there one night.
Oh, okay, one night. All right, I believe him.
Here's the funny thing. The cool thing is, if I win this, I've made reservations actually for New York for Tuesday. I'm not going to do it again. But
yes, so you say.
You have to.
So you say.
How much?
Definitely help out.
How much did you pay just to watch the girl get off?
I want to say it was like I had to pay the guy $20, and then for her it was like $5 for 5 minutes. I really can't remember the exact price.
Now that's right. I mean, that sounds like the average New York peep show.
Isn't that
I'm
so
not sure. Now, I didn't know that the adult stores had that those shows
there
still
is
going
some
on back
action.
There.
I think
neither
like
did
two
I.
Blocks off what do you call it? Off of Times Square,
Broadway.
Yeah, closer to the. Closer
all right,
to
hold on. You're right. A finalist. Hold on. A
if
second.
You win, would you like your money in quarters?
hold on a second, Mike. We got to go to break. We've got plenty more time and plenty more lines. Who did we talk to there?
Oh, we had a wonderful group of people, Don. We started out with Brian. He, between the ages of 11 and 18, opened every single package on Christmas that he ever had. Pixie. Then there was Houston the Liar. Houston, I went to the lingerie Christmas party, slept with the host of the party, the owner of the house. Then there was Rel, who 2001 got engaged and then broke it off and wanted to... I have no idea what she was trying to do. Then there was Melanie, who really didn't understand the game at all either. She took her son out for dinner the other night and told him they were poor and could not afford the game system they wanted. And now they're going to get in. They really got him the game system. That would not have worked. And then, of course, Matt, who last year took his family on a family vacation to New York City and put the family to bed and went down to enjoy a live sex show in Times Square.
That's the best we got right now.
That's what's going for us now.
We're playing for $1,000, 877-365-3636. I'm sure you can do better.
Absolutely.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.